starring Tommy Rettig as Jeff Miller, Jan Clayton as his mother, Ellen, George Cleveland as Gramps, and, of course, Lassie.
Jeff, now how many times do I...
Well, I'm in a hurry, Mom.
Oh? Where are you going?
Hit some flies with Porky before it gets dark.
Mm-hmm. There's some dishes to wipe, remember?
Gramps, would you...
Nothing doing. Dishwashing's in your department.
Nah, you know better than that, Jeff.
Oh, but, Mom, I...
Oh, honestly, you'd think wiping a few dishes was the worst thing in the world.
Well, it's far from the best, that's a sure thing.
Stop it. Well, hello.
Hello.
Won't you come in?
Thank you.
Oh, she won't hurt you. Is there something I can do for you?
I think I'm lost, and I wonder if you could tell me how to get back to the Burns place.
Well, of course. I'm Ellen Miller. And this is my son, Jeff. And his grandfather, Mr. Miller.
How do you do?
Hi.
Hello, son.
I'm Timothy Powell, but everyone calls me Timmy.
Oh, I beg your pardon, girl. Timmy, this is Lassie Miller.
She's my dog.
She sure is friendly.
She likes everybody. You want to sit down?
Sure.
Did I hear you say you were living at the Burns place, son?
Yes, sir. But only for a couple of months. You see, I had pneumonia, and the doctor said I had to stay in the country till I got my strength back. Gee, I wish I could have a dog.
Why can't you?
They won't allow dogs where I live.
Where's that?
In New York, in an apartment house.
I think maybe I'd better drive you home, Timmy. It's almost 2 miles, and it'll be dark by the time you get there, hiking.
I don't want to put you in any trouble, Mrs. Miller.
Oh, it's no trouble at all. If my gentleman will attend to the dishes.
Go ahead, we'll do.
I'll get my coat.
I didn't mean to ask for a ride or anything.
Well, that's all right. It'll only take Mom a couple of minutes.
Well, then, would you and Lassie come to my house for lunch tomorrow?
Tomorrow? Well, sure, I guess so.
All right, Timmy.
Mom, can Lassie and me... Lassie and I, can we go to Timmy's house tomorrow for lunch?
Oh, well, it's all right with me, but Timmy'd better ask his mother.
Well, it'll be all right with her.
Well, let's ask just to be sure. Come along, honey. She's probably worried about you.
So long, Jeff. Oh,
so long, Timmy.
See you tomorrow, I hope. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Mr. Miller.
Goodbye, son.
Hello, Timmy. Jeff will be out in a few minutes.
Okay. I hope Jeff likes lobster, Mrs. Miller, because that's what we're having for lunch.
Well, I don't think he's ever had any, Timmy, but I'm sure you'll like it.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi.
What time does Jeff have to be back, Mrs. Miller?
Oh, any time before supper. He has a few chores to attend to. Have a good time, dear.
Hop in, Jeff. She's smart. Nobody has to tell her. So long, Mrs. Miller.
Goodbye, boy.
Pretty swanky, huh?
Mm-hmm. Well, why not? Mr. Powell's a banker. If you were a banker, you'd have a limousine, too.
Who, me? Not on your tintype. I can't stand riding with somebody up front in a monkey suit. I like to do my own driving.
I think I might force myself to get used to it. Oh, by the way, Porky was by today. See you.
What'd he want?
Nothing special. I told him you were over at Timmy's. Said he might ride over there.
I'm glad he didn't.
Why?
Well, Porky's okay, but Timmy's different.
Of course he's different. Everyone's different from everyone else.
Oh, I mean, Timmy's smart. Goes to a private school. Sure wish I was like him.
Jeff, I forgot to tell you. We're all having dinner at the Powells tomorrow night.
The Powells?
Yeah.
Who?
You, Gramps, and I.
Who invited you?
Mrs. Powell. Does that seem so strange?
No, of course not.
What's the matter, Jeff?
Nothing.
Jeff, do you think the Powells are better than we are because they're rich and have a maid and a cook and a big limousine?
No.
I think you do. And furthermore, I don't think you want Gramps and me to have dinner there.
I didn't say that.
I know you didn't say it, but you looked it. Jeff, you aren't ashamed of us, are you?
Well, why don't you answer your mother?
Excuse me.
Why, that young whippersnapper I've got...
Sit down. Sit down, I said.
I never heard anything like that in all my life.
Oh, it's perfectly natural.
So he's ashamed of us, eh?
Please don't shout and sit down. He's terribly impressed with everything that the Powells have. He's never seen such affluence before.
Well, he better learn that money doesn't make a man good, or the lack of it make him bad.
He has a lot to learn.
Yes,
may I come in? Yes. I'm sorry if I accused you of something that may not be true. I called Mrs. Powell, and we're not going over there for dinner tomorrow night. They're coming here.
But, Mom, we eat in the kitchen.
Yes, I know. And I invited Porky, too. Speaking of the kitchen, I kept the rest of your dinner warm in case you want it. Good night, dear.
Ellen's sure putting on the dog for you folks. I don't ever remember of having dessert and coffee in the setting room before.
All I can say is, no matter where you have this chocolate cake, it's ambrosia.
Thank you, Mr. Fowle. How about another piece?
Well...
Why, Harry, you never eat dessert.
This isn't dessert. I told you it's ambrosia. Just a tiny slice, Miss Miller.
All right.
Well, I don't know what ambrosia means, Miss Miller, but can I have another piece of cake?
You already had two.
So did I. And I wish I could eat more, but I'm stuffed up to here. There
thank you.
Would you like some more coffee?
No, thank you.
Mrs. Powell?
Oh, Timmy says I'm full up to here. As a matter of fact, I'd like to work some of it off and help you with the dishes.
Well, thank you. Oh, Jeff, why don't you show Timmy and Mr. Powell some of Lassie's tricks while we do the dishes? Would you, Jeff? Of course he will. Uh-oh, never go out empty-handed.
You know, that gives me a break. I generally do the dishes.
How about the tricks, Jeff?
Huh?
Oh, I've seen them a million times.
Well, nobody's asking you. He hasn't.
Here's an apron for you.
Oh, thanks.
Excuse me.
This has been a wonderful evening, Mrs. Miller. We've enjoyed it so much.
Oh, I'm glad.
As soon as we get back, you must come have dinner with us.
I'd like that. Oh, are you leaving, Calverton?
Oh, no. Just for the week. My husband has to go in on business, and I'm going in with him to see about redecorating the apartment.
What about Timmy?
Well, I hate to do it, but we're going to have to take him with us. It's a shame, because he's improved so much since we've been here.
Why didn't you leave him with us?
Oh, no, that's a terrible imposition.
Not at all. Jeff would love to have him, and it might help.
Well, I'm sure it would for Timmy. Your cooking would fatten him up in no time.
Oh, no. I meant for Jeff.
Of course, he has to be careful not to play too hard or overexert himself.
Oh, we'll see to it that he takes it easy. When did you plan to leave?
First thing in the morning.
since he's here, why don't you say goodbye to him tonight and just leave him here?
Are you quite sure?
Yes, I'm quite sure. He can wear a pair of Jeff's pajamas, and I have a new toothbrush.
Well, I'll send Mitchell over with his things in the morning as soon as he drops us at the airport. Okay. But really, it does seem an awful burden for you.
No, it isn't. As a matter of fact, it may be a solution to a problem I have.
Timmy, you asleep? Did you really mean it when you said you'd rather live here than in the city?
Sure, any day.
Why?
Because it's more fun in the country. There's lots more things to do, like going fishing and chasing rabbits with Lassie and riding in the back of your grandfather's pickup.
You mean you'd rather ride in that than in your dad's car?
Sure. It feels like you're going a million miles an hour in the pickup, especially when you're riding back. Anyway, Mitchell's always worrying about getting stuff on the upholstery and dropping things on the floor. He had a fit because Lassie rode in the car.
He did?
Yeah. He said she got hair on the seats. He's an old grouch.
What about school? Isn't private school much better than public?
No. You all have to wear the same clothes, and you gotta go to music class and dancing class. And you can't bring your own lunch. They give it to you. And it's awful.
Well, I guess we'd better go to sleep. Good night.
Sorry, Jeff. I wasn't ever much good at playing ball.
That's all right. Just takes a little practice.
Why don't you and Porky play? And I'll take Lassie for a walk. Will that be okay?
Sure, if you want to. Go with Timmy, girl. Go on with Timmy.
Come on, Lassie.
Here you go, Pork.
Hey! Not so fast! Got two legs. You've got four. Golly, I wish I had a dog like you. We could have such fun together.
For a walk with Lassie.
Oh, I hope he's not overdoing it. He's not very strong yet.
He'll be all right. Timmy. happened, Timmy?
My ankle. I can't walk on it.
It's all swollen up.
Maybe it's broken.
It hurts awful.
We'll have to carry him home. Come on. Now take it real easy. Lift him up easy.
Mom! Mom!
Oh, good heavens, what's happened?
Sprained his ankle. Open the door.
Did he manage?
Yeah.
Dad!
He's running a pretty high temperature, and there's some definite rawls in his chest.
From a sprained ankle?
No. No, I'm afraid it's pneumonia.
How is he?
He's pretty sick.
Ankle ain't broke, is it?
No. The doctor thinks it's pneumonia.
Oh, no.
Again?
Poor kid.
I told you not to let him overdo.
Well, all he said was that he wanted to take Lassie for a walk.
It wasn't our fault he tripped.
I know, I'm sorry. Nobody's blaming you. Why don't you go out and play for a while?
All right.
Hope I can reach his mother.
Just goes to show you. Bad things can still happen to you no matter how rich you are.
Yep. Jenny, you know the woman who left her little boy. Why don't you take a little break? I'll watch him for a while.
You've been watching him for 2 nights.
Oh, that's all right. Go on. You get some rest.
How's the game coming?
We're not really trying.
I am, but it doesn't seem to be getting me anywhere. How is he?
He's about the same. Won't you sit down and have a cup of hot tea?
No, thank you, dear. It's way past your bedtime, isn't it?
Yes, sort of, but... Well, I heard Doc Stevens saying tonight I'd tell the story, and Mom said I could stay up.
You're a very lucky boy, Jeff.
I am?
You sure are. I've never known a woman like your mother, or a man like your grandfather, or a dog like Lassie. I've never known a house that was so warm with love.
And the best chocolate cake I ever tasted.
I think we've learned something from this experience. I know I have. If Timmy's all right, I'm sure he will be. I'm never going to leave him with maids and chauffeurs. Harry, you're never going to be too busy to spend time with him. And I'm going to insist that your mother give me her recipe for chocolate cake.
Lassie.
No, girl. You better stay down here till Mom says it's okay.
His fever's broken. I'm sorry I got sick again, Mom.
Well, you're all right now, so don't think about it.
Could I see Lassie?
Yes, of course, dear.
She saved me. She went for help.
Yes, I know.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Timmy.
You're the best dog in the whole world. And I love you.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Timmy. We've got a long drive ahead of us. Oh, come on. Isn't he sweet?
Thanks a million for the pup, Jeff. It's the best thing I ever had in my whole life.
Well, you'd better thank Lassie. It's her pup.
Thanks a lot, Lassie. And you too, Pokey. So long, Jeff. See you next summer, I hope.
So long, Timmy.
Goodbye, Tim.
Bye,
Timmy.
We'll miss you.
Yeah,
okay.
We'll miss
Bye.
You.
Have a good trip.
Take care of the puppy.
Bye. So long.
Well, I got work to do.
I gotta go home, too. See you, Jeff.
So long, Ford.
Come on, Hope.
Bye, Porky.
So long, Mom.
You know what, Mom?
No, what, dear?
Timmy's a real nice guy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he is. And you know what?
What?
You're a real nice guy, too. And you're a real nice gal.